Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Let's go, baby. Start the show. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We'll good morning, everybody. How are you?
Couldn't be finer.
Oh, so happy you had a day off from me yesterday. That's why you're reinvigorated, aren't you?
Andy, we missed you terribly.
I'm not buying that. Menigan didn't even say hello to me this morning. He just walked in. He was just like, hey, what's up? How are you doing?
Well, you were groaning. Were groaning when you walked in.
I'm always groaning. Ah. That's how I feel. Story of my life.
On top of the fact that you had food in your mouth when you said it to me.
I didn't have any food in my mouth this morning. I normally do.
His wife might be listening. He's going to get in trouble.
I did not have food in my mouth. Normally, I would have a cup of coffee, but now that I'm down to one arm, it's tough for me to carry my backpack and my other thing. Oh, man. All right. So this is how we're going to start today, then, if that's where we pick on Andy. Takes a day off. Big day today. I get to find out if I need surgery or not. This is going to be exciting. Okay. I'm glad everyone can share along with me with my shoulder issues that I'm having right now. Anyway, he is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Matt Corrali time is in the back as well. What do we have coming up on the show today, Jeff?
I'll tell you, Andy.
Thanks.
We got Browns news out the wazoo.
That's what we got?
Yeah. Kevin Stefanski is going to speak at 10:55.
Okay.
We'll get it fixed.
Yep. Shedeur Sanders is going to speak somewhere in the noon hour.
Okay.
Daryl Ryder is going to join us from Berea after Shedeur speaks.
Hmm.
And then Chris Rose from John Boy Media, the NFL Network.
He's going to belittle
game
us.
Game day final.
I think he's going to belittle us today on something.
Today?
Yeah, I feel it. You're like, what do you mean, Jeff? Andy, what are you talking about? So we'll talk to Chris a little bit later in the show. We enjoyed talking to our good friend Chris Rose. That'll come up at 1 o'clock. I don't know if you saw this or not. Very exciting news if
Tell
you
me,
read The Athletic.
Tell me.
Dane Brugler.
Hey,
has
Dane.
The Browns trading up.
Union guy. Trading up?
Trading up.
Wait a minute.
With Tennessee.
The trade deadline's passed.
Well, this would be for the draft.
Oh.
So this would be a new trade. Oh. And in his prediction, he is saying that the Cleveland Browns, with the first pick in this year's NFL draft.
With the what pick?
First pick.
Trading up to one.
Trading up to one. Select Fernando Mendoza, quarterback, Indiana. Buying or selling, Jeff? Let's start with them trading up. Would you buy that?
Yes.
I would, too. Do you want to hear exactly what he had to say? I can tell you.
Yeah.
Owning two first-rounders in April and having received marginal play under center this season, the Browns have the ammo and the motivation to be aggressive quarterback hunters this offseason. Cleveland traded back in last year's draft to be in position to get its guy in 2026. Neither Dylan Gabriel nor Shedeur Sanders has done anything to change that plan. Again, that's according to Dane Brugler. In this scenario, the Browns package both of their 2026 first-rounders to Tennessee for the rights for the number one overall pick. So that's how they get it done, according to Dane Brugler.
Okay.
I totally could see this. I could see them packaging the picks, and maybe they might have to give up next year's number one.
No.
I don't know. I mean, how desperate are we?
Not desperate enough to do that. You're going to be sitting at 5 or 6 or 3 or whatever. Anyway, you're not going to have to give up two number ones and this year's pick to move up.
What are we looking at, like 17, 18? on the pick they were gifted in the trade last year, and then they get,
I don't even know if it's going to be that high.
Yeah, you know what? They were in the playoffs this week, weren't they? I think they were in it. I got to go back and look. But anyway, so you look at this and you say to yourself, huh, there are a million little questions I have based on the fact that Dane Brugler says the Browns will trade for the first overall pick and get Fernando Mendoza.
Well, who's going to make the trade?
Well, that's – okay, you want to start there? Who is going to make the trade? Will the general manager be around to make the trade, or will they have a new general manager?
That's question one,
mm-hmm.
I would think. You looking for an answer to that?
Yeah, give me an answer. Do you think Andrew Berry's here to make that selection?
Yes.
I do, too.
Yep.
Dan, do you think he's in?
Yes.
I think Berry's here, too.
At the very least, this last draft saved him. That's if he needed saved, this last draft did it. And it's a big if. Again, it goes back to, okay, who are you blaming for Deshaun Watson?
That's right. You gave away three first-round draft picks. Right. How many teams are operating like that and then have nothing to show for it? That's the problem. It's not the fact that they traded away three first-round draft picks. It's the fact that there is absolutely zero return on the field.
That is correct.
And so that you've hindered your general manager that way, and some people will say you've hindered your head coach in the same way.
That's correct.
Letting three first-round picks go bye-bye.
Well, and then having complete disarray at quarterback.
Disarray is a very nice word. Thanks. I give you credit for Thanks. That. That's calm. I can think of a lot of
chaos.
Other words.
Yeah, you can use chaos.
There's a word I would use in some situations, but I can't use it right now. Fernando Mendoza, what does that do for you? If this is true, and this is
I'll be honest, I haven't seen enough of him to give you an idea if he's the guy.
I think he makes Saturday night's Big Ten Championship must-see TV for Browns fans. I don't think there's any question. I mean, you're probably already watching because you want to see what Ohio State does. I want to see a quarterback try to score on Ohio State's defense. And good luck to you, Fernando. We'll see. Because if he can do it this week, I am all in on the Browns trying to figure out a way to go get him. Ohio State has not given up a second-half touchdown all season. 12 straight games. They have not given up a touchdown.
That's pretty good.
That defense has been amazing this year.
So he might hear the drum. Fernando.
Yes. I got it.
Sorry.
Not a big...
A little ABBA reference there.
Yeah, there was a dance. I was trying to find a dancing
queen. Mamma mia.
I was looking for some dancing queen there. I couldn't find it. Yeah. Look, if Fernando Mendoza looks good against Ohio State and does something that no other quarterback has been able to do... I think Browns fans get excited about it. I don't know. I don't think he has to beat Ohio State. I think if he can make Indiana's offense sing against Ohio State's defense, Browns fans would be sitting there like, yeah, let's give up the pick. Let's do this. Unless you're a Shador Sanders fan. And
yeah,
now you're sitting here.
If you take a quarterback in the first round next year,
yes,
let alone trade up, Shador's not going to be here.
Would Gabriel still be here?
Yes, I think. Because you're going to need a backup.
I can't see them walking through the drama of, I mean, Shador still has time to figure this thing out. I want nothing more than Shador Sanders to go out there and win this job for next year.
Amen.
If you ask me, what do you want? That's what I want. I want Shador Sanders to go out there and win the job for next year so they'll be able to use both of their first round picks, not have to trade up for a quarterback, and go fix the offensive line, go find themselves a wide receiver.
Amen,
get the
brother.
Help they need.
Say it again, Andy.
I think we're all on the same page.
Or the unpopular opinion, or Dylan Gabriel, but I don't think he's going to get that chance. I think Shador gets that chance. So that would be great. End the conversation.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Can you see Gabriel getting back on the field?
Nope, not unless Shador gets hurt.
That's the only way I think he gets back on the field.
Yep, I agree.
Does this excite Browns fans, though?
I think it would make Browns fans mad. The idea of trading up to number one to draft a quarterback.
You think so?
Yeah, because so many people are pumped up about Shador.
You think Browns fans would be mad?
Yep.
If they go up and take, if it is Mendoza with the number one overall pick.
Whoever it is. It doesn't even matter who it is.
If Mendoza looks good against Ohio State, I think Browns fans would be all in on this.
I think the only guy that would make Browns fans say, yes, let's do it, is Arch Manning. Only, and it's because of name. I'm not kidding. It's because of name. I think people see the pedigree and people would say, yes, let's do that.
It makes Saturday's game extremely interesting, even if you're not an Ohio State fan. even if you're not a college football fan. I mean, I don't know how you're not locked in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Big Ten Championship Saturday night.
I can tell you how.
How?
Because the winner is going to be like, hey, now let's go to the playoffs.
No, that's why. I think we're still talking about a battle for the Heisman Trophy too. I think that's on the line. I think it's going to be Mendoza against Julian Sain. It's just the Heisman voting is just too easy to make it for a quarterback. They should just call it the best quarterback for the most part. It's so tough to win it when you're not. I look at this game and I read that story last night. And I'm like, this is really intriguing because there's just so many little branches to the story. If Dane's right. Let's just put it this way. If Dan Brugler's right, and he said that you're looking at the Browns trading both their first-round picks for the number one overall, probably from Tennessee, to get Fernando Mendoza at number one, it leaves you a ton of question marks if that comes to fruition. Who's your general manager? Who's your head coach? What are you doing with the two quarterbacks you currently have on the roster? Do you let the general manager go? Do you keep the head coach and bring in a new general manager? That I can't see. But there are a ton of different scenarios here that would play out if this is true, if Fernando Mendoza could become the next quarterback of the Browns, and we'll all get a front row seat on Saturday. I kind of feel like if they do decide to do this too, that you're correct about Sanders too. That if they decide, no, even if it's not Mendoza, and it's another quarterback, and the Browns go up to number one to go get their guy, they're saying, that's our guy.
Well, and there's no question.
And
that's the point. And with all of the hype and all of the eyeballs on Shadur now and since the draft, there's no way that they would want all of that, all of the eyeballs and everything else on Shadur when you clearly drafted the guy who's going to be the quarterback.
100%. I'm still shocked that there weren't more fans at the stadium on Sunday. Even though the weather was bad, it was Shadur Sanders' first start. And for all the energy and all the excitement and all the fans that are all on board for Shadur Sanders, you could have got a really cheap ticket to go watch him make his first start at home last week, and the place was empty. And I keep hearing from Niners fans everywhere. I never realized how many Niners fans there are around here.
Youngstown.
Yeah, that's why.
The Bartolos.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand that. But I'm sitting here trying to figure this thing out, and I want to go in the right direction. I do think the most optimistic way to look at this is to have Sanders just win the job. Just win it.
It's tough to do.
I know.
There's not enough sample size to come.
We asked you a question before we went to break. And, you know, Dane Brugler says the Browns trade up to number one to take Fernando Mendoza. What do you think of that? And then the next question is, who would actually make that pick? Do you think Andrew Berry's going to be around to make that pick?
Who's going to coach that quarterback?
Well, and do you trust said coach to trust a young quarterback to try to get him to be better and understand the game and take a guy like Mendoza? If that's the guy, if that's who it is, you know, would you trust Kevin Stefanski with another rookie quarterback coming in here next year?
Yeah, I would. I think, you know, it's not popular opinion these days, folks. I think Kevin does a nice job with quarterbacks. Problem is he's had about 14 of them since Baker Mayfield left. That's the problem.
So let's get him another one.
Maybe. We'll see, you know. Any of the first things they're going to have to decide is, well, they're just some huge decisions facing this franchise. And that's okay. I mean, but you're going to have to figure it out in a hurry. You know? I mean, you really are. You're going to have to figure it out quickly.
I wonder when you decide that you're going to go for the number one overall pick. And like, where does that come from? Is that ownership? Is that a general manager? Are you going to have a general manager in place? Are you going to have a head coach that you think could work with this thing? Like, is Jimmy Haslam sitting around just trying to wonder, hey, what am I going to do with this next year? What am I going to do? I've got a general manager at a pretty good draft class this year. That's buy him another year.
Best draft class he's ever had.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of weird what happens when you have a number one overall pick, right?
Oh, when you have a first rounder?
Or a first round pick.
Yeah.
Not overall. It's kind of interesting how those things work out. Is Mendoza a guy that you would like to see play for the Browns? Because I keep asking you this, and I'm wondering. Saturday night, you're going to watch Mendoza go up against Ohio State's defense, which is unbelievable. Haven't given up a touchdown in the second half all season long. If Mendoza has success against Ohio State's defense, does that make you want him? Go get him. Do whatever it takes to bring Mendoza here. Good question. We'll ask you. Manon. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Long-time listener.
Thank you.
First-time caller.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely not. He's still a rookie, and we have yet to address our offensive line issues, and we've tried that to Andy's point like 14 times. It hasn't worked.
So you're saying just you don't want them to draft a quarterback overall, number one, or you don't want them to take Mendoza?
I don't want them to draft the quarterback overall. Address the offensive line issues first.
Yeah, the problem is that teams, I think, and Jeff, maybe you agree or disagree with this. I mean, if you're the Browns, if you don't feel like you have a quarterback, then you're going to go get one. And that's what they're going to do again. And I know it seems insane because I actually like your theory better. That's why I want that's why I want Sanders to succeed. Because I don't want them to waste any more picks.
Agree. But even if he doesn't, Mendoza's still a rookie. So address the offensive line issues, bring in a veteran. I don't care what you do, but address the offensive line issues because going to get another rookie quarterback is not going to make this situation better.
You do know we have a veteran quarterback who probably will be able to play next year. He's already on the roster.
You're going to make Dan get mad.
No, it is what it is. You spend all this money. It's serviceable somehow. The fans do not want to see another rookie quarterback come in here without addressing the offensive line issues first.
All right. I agree. Good points, man. I appreciate it. I do think the offensive line's got to get fixed. They're going to have to do something. Guys hurt. You're playing with, you know, 3/5 of the offensive line you were hoping to have to start the season. And, you know, even if either one of these quarterbacks or even Joe Flacco in the beginning of the season maybe had a healthy offensive line, who knows where you're at? Or maybe if special teams would have showed up for a couple of games this year, that would help too.
Do I do this yet?
Yeah, go for it.
Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Marcus Mariota, if you listen to the way they were pronouncing it on Sunday night, Zach Wilson, Kenny Pickett, as Dan would call him, handsome Jimmy G, Trey Lance, Carson Wentz, Gardner Minshew. Those guys are free agents. In theory, you could go bring in one of those guys if you don't like the way your rookies look this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kick that quarterback thing down the road to 2027 when a lot of those guys are coming out. I wouldn't have an issue with dropping some of those guys onto this team. Let them bring a veteran presence to quarterback. Draft a wide receiver, draft an offensive lineman, draft two linemen, whatever you want to do, and fix the offense and then drop your quarterback in a year or two from now. Keep Dylan. If you want to keep Shador, fine. The Shador situation seems like this to me. You guys tell me what you think.
Okay.
He either wins this job this year or he's not going to be here next year. And if he is here next year, I can only imagine him being here as the starter, and either he wins it or as a starter waiting for the new guy to come in, whoever that's going to be. Because there's so many eyeballs, so much intensity around Shador, and that's great. I mean, that brings a lot of attention to your franchise. Mm-hmm. It could be a really good thing. But if he's not starting and all of that attention is there, that's going to be a situation that's going to be untenable for a new quarterback if you draft one. And I think even with a veteran, I don't think Shador goes back to being a backup quarterback on this team. I think he either takes a chance as a fifth-round pick and has five more games to prove himself, or he's not going to be here next year. He's either the starter or he's not going
to
be here.
I have a path to take you down the road where he's a backup.
All right.
First of all...
That would be stunning to me.
Well, it's if Deshaun's a starting quarterback next year. They could conceivably keep Deshaun as a starting quarterback next year, give him another opportunity to, you know, try to get some return on investment for all the money and all the draft picks they gave up, right? And then Shador becomes the backup in that situation, and then Gabriel somewhere else.
All right, guess what?
You agree with me.
You and I are about the only guys who think that that's a feasible possibility.
I think part of it depends on who's running the show, too.
Feasible possibility. That's like officially questionable.
That is true.
I love the designation for the injuries. He's officially questionable. So, in other words, we really don't know. We really know that we don't know. Okay, sorry.
No, I'm with you. That's the only way I can see Sanders being the backup next year is if they decide to go with Deshaun, because we're all saying, hey, you know, we were listening to
that. That actually is possible because you're already paying the guy. Nobody wants to hear that. You're already paying the guy.
Even if they went and got Mendoza with the number one overall pick, I still feel like they need a veteran here. And then the question is are they getting rid of Watson at the appropriate time, you know, when the fiscal year switches? Or are they bringing in another veteran to do this again? And in that world, I just don't see a world where Gabriel and Sanders are both on the roster next year.
And how about this?
If they keep the current situation, if they keep the current front office.
Going back to the big question we asked earlier, you know, who's making this pick and who's coaching this pick if you end up actually trying to take a quarterback? If you're a general manager, would you take this job with Deshaun Watson here? Or would part of your negotiating for this job be, sure, I'm in, 5-year contract, here's how much, and we cut this guy? Because I don't want to deal with the previous mistakes. I want a completely clean slate.
And it would also be new coach too, right? You're going to bring in your own coach.
I would think so.
And you're going to try to change the culture.
You might not be able to bring in your own coach because, you know, Andrew Berry in theory didn't. Right?
You would find out what the relationship is between Kevin Stefanski and the Haslams.
Kevin reports to the Haslams and Andrew reports to the Haslams. The coach doesn't report to the GM here.
Mm. Yeah, I don't. And do you think he likes that scenario? Do you think the Haslams like that scenario?
I bet they do.
I think I don't know. I don't know if I like that or not. I'll be honest. I do like the head coach having access to ownership, but they have it anyway. I mean,
they always will. Yeah, they're the head coach.
It's all kind of on paper. Let's take one quick one. Chris and Menor. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. Chris. What's going on, bro?
Hey, so I just wanted to say with you guys talking about earlier getting a quarterback in round one, I say we should not do that.
Okay.
We'll be right back at square one again.
Say you draft Mendoza and you feel like Watson's going to still be here, you give him a little time to learn. I mean, and then you're probably still sitting with Sanders or Gabriel still on the roster.
If you draft Mendoza or anybody in the first round and I thought they would. Dan thought they would. The minute that they traded out of two, it makes you wonder, well, then what the heck were you drafting quarterbacks for this year?
I don't know. They wasted in a year where they
Pickett
had
Pickett and Flacco and move along.
To get your backup?
Makes no sense.
That would be the end of it. All right. Chris, thank you. Appreciate it. So Kevin Stefanski will be in. I'm just trying to think about what Kevin's going to actually say today. I don't know. He'll get into Shador's improvement.
You're wasting energy thinking that?
No, I'm actually trying to figure out, like, what could Kevin possibly have to say today? Dan's thought about it.
Would this one get to you?
Sure.
If we don't beat Tennessee this week, we're all toast. Would that one get to you?
How about just one time, a little reality? Yes.
Going up against a good opponent this week. Tennessee, nice stuff out of them. Rookie quarterback seems to be getting better every single week. We're real impressed with their defense. Could be able to do good tests for us this week. And I'll take any questions.
All right, how about this one? You know, Coach, if you lose to Tennessee, chances are you guys would have a real good chance of closing in on that number one pick and not have to make a trade like Dane Brugler says you're going to.
Mm.
What do you think?
Yeah, Jeff, we can only coach the players inside of these building right now. And the coaches that are inside of our rooms coaching the players inside of those rooms, we cannot worry about who will occupy those rooms in the future. We can really only focus on the now and getting our guys a win on Sunday.
Coach, what about reports that perhaps, you know, some of the people in the building would much rather see Gabriel play quarterback? What do you think of those reports out there?
Yeah. Andy, we keep those conversations inside the building.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. On the grass?
Kevin doesn't subscribe to Toctic.
Oh, he doesn't? Alex in Canton. Alex, how are you?
Alex?
How are you guys doing? Absolutely.
I
am with outrage right now. I'm absolutely just the names that you guys pulled out. Not you guys specifically, but just the names. Pickett and all of them. Listen, the Browns. Me, myself, a diehard fan for 40-something years.
Nice.
We deserve a quarterback that is going to give us 7 to 10 years of playoff runs and Lombardi cases, okay? So none of the names are exactly, I mean, not important right now. And it's no possible way, absolutely not, that we go back into the draft and pick another rookie quarterback because the offensive line is just horrible. The most sense that this works right now is that we got Watson. Yes, I say that name, okay? But he has film. We have film on what he can do. The massage thing has died down. Give this guy an opportunity with Shador, Watson at first, Shador at second, and then beef up the offensive line because we don't need that type of spectacular quarterback when we have a number one ranked darn defense. We just need someone to at least give us 3 touchdowns again, 2 touchdowns, maybe 10 points, and then let the defense just run us all the way up to the Lombardi. But absolutely
we
not.
We do need to get to 20, though. Sorry.
Outrage. You know what I'm getting at?
Oh, right. I think you sound.
It's just, right. It makes sense. I mean, what are we going to do with Watson? He's on the contract. What are we going to get for him? I mean, you know what I'm getting at.
100%.
I'm so fired up right now because we have the pieces in front of us, but the organization doesn't know how to put this damn puzzle together.
Alex, you feel
well
better?
Well said, Alex.
Feel better?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm glad we were here for you. All right. Thanks, Alex. Alex and Canton. I think he speaks for many Browns fans.
You know, we have a guy on the roster who at one time was a really good quarterback. Just saying.
Dan, I don't know. I know we've debated this before. Is he on the roster when the season starts next year?
Nope.
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 If by chance they change management, there's no way I'm taking this job. It's got to be a clean slate. We're cutting him, right?
Yep.
You don't plan to cut him? Oh, well, thank you. I'll stay here and fill in the blank. Wait
you're
for the next job to
if
come
you let
along.
Him go, you're bringing another vet, though, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, you just got to take your medicine and move on. I mean, it's that simple.
And a new, if by chance you change the front office and everything else, much more likely, I think, to draft a quarterback.
Jeff is in North Olmsted. Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon. Good morning, I guess.
Yeah,
sorry.
Jeffrey.
I haven't had a chance to call you guys in over a week. I was so sick last week.
Oh, so man, that's okay. I'm glad you feel better.
I have kids and passing everything around.
Yeah.
Live
germ factories, that's what those are.
Go,
yes.
Right? I cannot believe I'm actually going to agree with the last caller a little bit. Listen, as much as it sucks to say, we do still have Deshaun on this roster. And I've been paying a lot of attention to the Indianapolis Colts. One, because I'm trying to watch some high level games, and I'm just trying to see how other teams are going about building their rosters, right? So, 2023, they drafted Anthony Richardson, right?
Hey, and Jeff. They used him. Jeff, hang on 1 second. Stop talking.
Sure. Multiple reports: Browns are opening quarterback Deshaun Watson's practice window today. Per the team, he will be limited in practice.
Okay, there you go.
There you
Jeff.
Go. Okay.
So there's an interesting tidbit there.
Yes,
so
it is, isn't it?
I've been paying attention to the Colts, right? And they drafted Richardson in 23, and, you know, they tried to develop him. But through those couple of years, they kind of went back and forth with him, but he was still playing, right?
Yeah. Right.
Along that time, they were adding to their roster, right? Offensive lineman, second, third round, receiver here, receiver there. They were building it knowing that down the road in the future, if it didn't work out, they would be able to find somebody to manage the roster going forward, i.e. Daniel Jones, right?
So, okay, got to get to the point, Jeff. Got to go because we got
a
press conference.
My point is, again, we can plug a quarterback in later, but you've got to fill the void at offensive line in the trenches to build for this team going forward.
I respect
that. Same thing I've been telling you guys for the last month.
We got it, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff in North Olmsted. Appreciate it. Again, big day, I think, if you're a Deshaun Watson fan. Sounds like multiple reports now. We're going to hear from Kevin Stefanski here.
From the team itself, officially.
Oh, the team has already announced this. Okay, even better. Deshaun Watson now going into his 21-day window to return to play. Jeff.
Doesn't mean he'll return to play.
Why would you take him out?
Because as we have said all season long, when he's healthy and good to go, he's going to want to do that. And there can be issues if you don't. Can't there?
Yeah. Dan, this goes back to the conversation we've had before, right? Is this...
Oh, you and I have lunch riding it.
Well, the insurance money. Right? So if they deem him healthy enough to return to practice, you think insurance is still paying for his contract?
Andy, I don't know enough about the insurance policy to tell you that answer.
Okay.
And I don't want to speculate on that one because, frankly, I really don't know enough. And I'm not an expert in any of these things. I just know what the insurance money looks like.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to be rude or anything like that. It. That's just one of those where foot enters mouth very quickly.
Well, I just that's where the whole argument goes about whether he returns to play or not. Like, I just couldn't see insurance wanting to pay for him if he's healthy. And now they're saying, well, you're in this 21-day window. We'll see if you're we'll see if you're healthy enough.
Right. Yeah. They may walk into Christmas Eve. Yeah, 21 days. What? Today's 3rd. So the 24th, they may find themselves at the 24th and go, he can't go, and then just find himself on IR the rest of the way.
That's exactly right.
Right. Most guys, when they get into this window, come back, though, don't they?
There's been a couple that do not.
And again, add this to the list of big decisions. This is a big decision, because if you activate him, what are you going to do? You're going to put him on the bench?
You're gonna
have him watch Shadur play?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Oh, the fun.
Wow. I think the door is open for him to return.
Well, yeah.
More than it was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So then what happens? Andy, do you put Watson back on the field if he's ready to play? And then you would go Watson, Sanders.
I don't know the answers to any of that.
Now you're back to three quarterbacks on the active roster.
Anthony Lima has
walked into the room.
Ken Carman standing at the door laughing.
What?
Kenny, pull up a chair.
The window is open. I said it was getting kind of drafty in the room on Sunday. It's open. Yeah, the window is open.
But here's the thing. Windows can be closed very easily.
Oh, we talk about
window companies all the time here. We know.
Do we have a quarterback controversy again here in Cleveland?
Turn those machines back on.
Let's go. Now we got the Shador mania. We've got the Deshaun Watson Warriors. And then Dylan Gabriel's got a few family members. And it is on. Let's go.
Is he going to play this year?
Week 18.
Hey, the Browns have a different starting quarterback week 18 every year.
That's true, too.
Bailey Zappi, Jeff Driscoll, Deshaun
You think Shador is going to make it through the Bears game? Like, this is a big week for Shador against Tennessee. He has an opportunity to play well.
Ken, what do you think? Is he back?
You guys know the answer to that. Well, he's going to play this year.
So I've been saying this I don't know if you remember this, but this time last year, I was the only person saying it's not about how he plays.
Oh, I knew it was the only person saying.
Well, I don't know. You guys might have been saying it, too.
I didn't say it.
Return on investment. When you spend money, you want to see something back.
What's the return on that investment?
You want to get him to play.
That's a sunk cost.
If he's
I'm not
cleared,
saying it's a good return on investment.
Would you put him on the field?
When?
Look, this year.
Jeff, no. Here's the thing. I think that Jimmy Haslam thought that Shador Mania would have that place sold out, packed.
And it didn't.
And he saw empty seats.
There was no one there.
And so I think it's like, well, we're paying for him. The fans have already given up anyway.
And guys, can I throw this absurd thought at you before we go to Kevin's press conference here? If the guy's shoulder is healthy and his Achilles has healed and he looks better than he looked the last time we saw him.
And he's better than Shador.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's better. The best quarterback you have.
We asked at the beginning of the year, who's the most talented guy in the quarterback room? And it's hard to say anybody else. And that's including how bad we've seen him play. But he still is. He's just been a better guy.
He's looked really bad here. He also, remember the Joe Flacco year, even though he didn't look really good? Watson was 5-1.
Yeah, hard to fathom. But
Ken, what do you want to happen here?
Go ahead, Kenny.
I want Shador Sanders to play the rest of the season. That's what I want.
And see, that's a real valid thought.
Yeah. And is that going to happen now?
No, probably not. No.
Probably not.
No.
Let me give you another scenario.
Are you guys emerging today? Is that what you guys are still sticking around?
No, they're done.
Catching old times, weren't we?
Guys, if Deshaun can actually play, there's your answer for next year.
Oh, boy.
You don't have to draft a quarterback.
Yes, you do.
No,
yes,
hold on.
Yes, you do. No,
not in 2026.
Oh, my gosh. Watson is
healthy, you keep Gabriel, you keep Shador, you keep them both, whatever you want to do, and you kick that decision down to 2027.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe you split your first-round pick, too.
Arch Manning and Lenora Sellers and maybe Ty Simpson and some other guys
who
might decide to stay in school come out.
Okay, but you'll talk yourselves out. Everybody will talk themselves out of those guys, too.
And you know what? None of these scenarios is worth a hoot. That's the problem.
You don't like them scenarios?
Oh, I hate them all.
I agree.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.